Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Today's episode is sponsored by Tower of Fire, the Sword of Unspoken Misk. Available now on Steam. Buy it, you dogs!
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
It's Weeprol. It's Weeprol.
If I don't recover these dark souls, then the world's gonna end.
You got it.
Shit.
You're listening to Thumb Cramps, a show for those whose thumbs are cramping.
Oh shit!
Oh shit!
It's Weeprol!
Oh shit, dude! Oh shit!
People are like, hey,
fuck.
Oh! No! They're not saying that!
So
Ruby.
Early, Ruby.
Ruby, we haven't even introduced you yet!
That's like the first thing you said.
Ah!
Right out the gate, the first thing you said was a goddamn cuss.
Weeprol. I'll say it. Weeprol? Tarnished.
Yeah. Off to a bad start.
Punished Weeprol.
Punished Weeprol. That's what you've turned this into. With your potty
that
mouth.
That sounds way cooler, though. You're telling me the name Punished Weeprol doesn't sound sick?
Sounds like
joking on me?
Sounds like a clown.
Yeah.
Like a clown that's been in the Colosseum.
I agree.
Well, to celebrate Weeprol in brackets punished, it's very important to me that I introduce this very special guest. And today we are joined by Ruby Innes.
Hey, sluts.
Oh,
hey!
Yeah.
What's up? Popping?
Not much is popping. Just
my pussy.
Yeah, Jackson's pussy.
Oh, that's cool. I'm always popping my pussy.
Yeah,
nice.
So
personally.
Ruby and Jackson's pussies are popping. Mm-hmm. My nuts are popping.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
That's sick.
And today we are looking at The Legend of Zelda, Twilight Princess, and other games.
Hell yeah, Midna.
Speaking of popping pussies.
Yeah. Is it good if I just say things I vaguely know about this game?
Well, hit me with another one.
We're at the end.
Yeah, it's over. I like that a woman can be small and also large.
I think that's cool
about Midna.
That's fantastic.
Mm. Yeah, it's good to
have. And I like that a boy could be a man and also a wolf.
Yeah.
If I understand the game correctly. Yes.
Yeah.
I think this game is all about being two things.
They should have called it Zelda Two Things.
Yeah.
Zelda Two Things.
It's good that the twist of the game is that Midna is big.
that's the big reveal.
They're like, Midna, you thought she was small.
Guess what, idiot?
She's big.
She's big.
Is she big or just regular size?
She's regular size.
She's the size of like
Zelda, I think.
Yeah, okay.
Well, the funny thing is,
no, I think she's bigger.
Whoa.
Right?
Is she big like a Gerudo?
She's like a whole lot of woman.
Oh, hell yeah.
From what I remember. I might be lying.
Yeah, I also might be misremembering because, look, haven't finished it. But basically, to celebrate you know what? Maybe Thumb Cramps has evolved to a point where I don't need to use words to review games anymore. Just noises.
Yeah. I think there's a certain point where if people are listening, like halfway through.
It just sounds like that.
Yeah, and they wouldn't notice if we just gave it that. If we just sort of slowly transitioned into Simlish, I don't think anybody could tell.
Yeah, I don't think it's the words that are important. It's it's the waveforms.
Yeah, the tone.
It's the vibe. Do you think that even if we stop saying words, the vibe stays the same, which is rancid?
It's all about the vibe.
Yeah.
It's all about the vibe.
By stop saying words, do you mean like we go silent?
No, we start saying
I think if we
gibberish.
Went silent, they'd still know. Even if we went silent, people would be like, the vibes are still there.
Yeah, I should email Thumb Cramps and talk about a butthole or something.
Yeah. Dude, you've got our fans' number. That is the kind of thing they do.
Well, we'll get to that because we actually do have our fans'
numbers.
We have
a butthole email?
You said we've got our fans' numbers.
Our fans
keep emailing us their phone number and being call me coward. One day we will. Anyway, when we started Weeprol, I was like, hey, I loved the Wii when the Wii came out.
Great console.
Fun to waggle a controller. Mm-hmm. It was fun to bowl a bowling ball by pretending you were bowling a bowling ball in real life, but you were bowling a bowling ball in video game instead.
It was nice to have a controller that they were like, this thing's going to go flying and hit your brother. Strap it to your wrist. Yeah, that was good.
It was
this shit better break your TV.
Yeah,
it was good to not only have what felt like a TV remote in one hand, but in the other hand, a second part of the controller that was named after a weapon.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, it'd be like, hey, this is gun. The PlayStation gun. It's a controller. What were they thinking? Anyway.
Those crazy cats.
And also by naming the nunchuck a nunchuck, it did make kids want to use controllers like a nunchuck.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah,
of course. Of course you did.
Did you use the strap, either of you? Were you strapped up when you were playing with the Wiimote?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Gotta be safe.
What, am I an idiot?
I think I did at the beginning, and then I was like, no one's watching. They're not going to come for me. Nintendo's not going to send, you know, the Nintendo secret police because I'm not wearing my wrist guard.
The famous Nintendo ninjas.
Have you ever dropped it?
Yeah. Yeah, I dropped it all the time.
Yeah, I wonder why.
I went flying, dude.
Yeah, but Ruby, here's another question. Jackson, have you dropped your Switch?
Yeah.
Oh my, yeah.
That
okay.
thing's slippery.
Okay. So what do you mean?
I don't know.
Jackson's wet.
Why?
And therefore the console gets wet.
I think that's what it is. I think actually the Wii's, the Switch is very dry.
I'm
wet enough for the two of us.
Yeah, I don't think people, like many people out there are being like, the Switch is wet.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it described as a wet console.
I think that is rare. And if you were to touch my hand right now, Dushra, I believe you would recoil in disgust.
I would.
With how wet my hand is.
Sorry, I almost threw up. That's okay. I think out of have you ever had someone throw up on the show before?
No. That would be awesome, though.
That would be a first.
I think out of all the consoles, if we're honest, if we're honest and true, and I'd say current gen, I don't want to go too crazy. Just based on vibes alone, I think the PlayStation 5 is the wettest console because it kind of looks like a fish to me.
Yeah, I can see that. It's nautical. Yeah.
It is nautical.
It is absolutely.
It is serving wet.
Yeah. It's easy as well, and I don't know what this means necessarily, but of all the modern consoles, that's the easiest one to imagine throwing in the sea.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean? That. Like a car battery.
Yeah, exactly. But imagine throwing a Switch in the sea. You can't do it.
Yeah.
And an Xbox? I don't even really know what an Xbox looks like. There's so goddamn many of them.
So you're not going to believe this.
Yeah.
It's kind of a box.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, now I can imagine throwing it in this.
Yeah. Seat. Remember when it came out, the Xbox Series X, everyone was like, it looks like a mini fridge. And then they made a mini fridge that looked like the Xbox Series X.
That is familiar.
And then no one liked the mini fridge because it could only fit 3 cans in it and use the same amount of electricity as a regular sized fridge.
That's awesome.
But it also didn't make your things cold. It just made them kind of lukewarm. It rocked.
That's
awesome. The thing is like the Xbox kind of looks like a car battery. Yeah. I think you could throw it into the ocean and it would sink.
Mm.
PlayStation, similar. Maybe it would swim away.
Yeah.
But the problem with the Switch is the only way to throw it is kind of like a boomerang almost. Yeah. And the problem, or a frisbee. And the problem is that it will come back.
That's true.
That thing will not go into the ocean.
Yeah. In this situation, we're throwing our game console in the sea because our wife has caught us playing Leisure Suit Larry.
Yeah,
that if we are playing Leisure Suit Larry, wet dreams don't die.
Mm-hmm.
One more time.
Not going to come loud.
Yeah.
And if we play it one more time, she's leaving us.
That's
it. We played it one more time, and she's checked the play log, and she'll know, so we've got to get rid of that console.
We couldn't help ourselves.
Yeah, we couldn't help ourselves.
We needed to know what he was... What's Leisure Suit Larry going to do next?
What innuendo does he have up his sleeve this time?
The problem is wives don't understand Leisure Suit Larry.
Yeah.
They don't see the appeal.
It went from being a sex game to a puzzle... Well, more of a puzzle game that's just like... What if I say a word that sounds like boner?
Yeah. The best sex games are the ones on the Atari. There's not Custer's Last Stand. That's horrific. But there is a sex game where you're a lady. This is the setup, okay? You're a lady.
Catching cums in your
mouth? You're catching cums in your mouth.
Yeah.
There's guys on the roof of a building just jizzing down, and you slide underneath them. Who was getting off on that in 1979 or whatever?
Yeah, I'm going to be real. I think that sounds not... good.
But I sort of, in a weird way, I admire them for being like, how we make a game, but also sexy.
I think the funny thing with that game, I cannot remember what it's called, but I'm pretty sure the dicks are angled down over the building.
Yeah.
So you've just got little man and then giant pixel penis.
Sort of like horrible little goblin man whacking off on the roof.
And the lady, because they have to make her mouth open, it's just like this vacant U. So it looks like a jaw. She looks like the mask.
That's what our ancestors...
What's a few fellas jerking off on the roof together?
That's
just
wrong
a normal
with it.
Day.
It's just the fellas.
The Beatles probably did it after their landmark performance on that roof.
Yeah.
I think so.
And I would say that's personally my favorite part of Legend of Zelda Twilight Princess as well.
So I went back to Twilight Princess solely because I remember liking it, but not loving it when it first came out. After being a big Zelda guy.
Yeah.
But the Wii was also probably came out around the time that I first kind of... Video games fell off for me for a bit.
Okay.
That's crazy. For that generation, I kind of stopped playing games for a couple of years.
What else would you do?
Yeah.
Well, because that was around the time...
Did you read books?
No.
Did you? Yeah.
Well, actually, that would have been around the time where I realized how awesome fingering was.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Oh, you were fingering.
That makes sense.
And you know what? The thing is, if you game too much, it's really hard to finger.
Yeah.
So, the less you game, the more you finger.
Yeah. Because if you're holding a controller, your fingers are already busy.
They're occupied.
So you can't finger.
They need to make a game controller you can play with your palms somehow.
Yeah.
Fingers loose.
Mm.
Well, you got to thread the needle because if you play enough video games, your dexterity goes up, probably get better at fingering.
Yeah, that's true.
But if you play video games too much, you get worse at fingering. You got to really thread the needle.
The Wii isn't great for fingering practice, really, is it?
That's
motion
more of
controls,
a hand job situation.
Yeah.
If
the way
Wii,
you give a hand
the
job
Wii
is...
The Wii will equip you to jerk.
By grabbing a dick instead of just wagging
yourself
back
off.
And forth, yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome.
Oh, hold on. Okay. Nunchuck.
Oh, true.
Whoa.
Thumb action.
Hello.
Thumb action, yeah.
Okay. Video games have once again saved the day.
Woo! Babe, I'm really good at stimulating the clitoris, but only with my left hand.
I need to kind of scoop you a Nintendo nunchuck.
Yeah, look, and I need to face you, and look, it's gonna be magical. Don't worry, trust.
It's gonna be awesome. That's what you want to hear.
Yeah.
It's gonna be awesome.
Don't worry.
It's gonna be so awesome.
It's gonna
babe.
Be sick, babe.
I just have very specific demands so that my sex life can imitate a Nintendo Wii, and then this is gonna rock so hard.
If you could get over that, it's gonna be out of this world.
So I just need to put that out of your mind. We are going to make beautiful
love.
Don't
think of yourself like a Nintendo Wii.
I will be thinking of you like a Nintendo Wii.
Don't you do that.
Don't you do that. You just focus on how beautiful and sensual this moment is.
I think that's a great intro to any piece of lovemaking.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, but going back to Twilight Princess has been awesome. I'm playing the Wii U.
Oh, yeah.
A remastered edition.
Nice. Mm.
I honestly think every Zelda game, which is only two of them, but every Zelda game that has been remastered for the Wii U is the ultimately better version.
Whoa.
Yeah,
I've heard that there's one issue with Wind Waker, though, that the Wii U loads in the entire sea every time you're on the sea every time, so the frame rate tanks.
Oh.
I don't remember that, but I'm just biased. Yeah. I thought it looked a lot better, and having the map on the gamepad was awesome.
Mm.
Yeah, well, Twilight Princess, I'm having exactly the same thing. I was like, whoa, this looks awesome. I was like, this doesn't look that much worse than, like, Breath of the Wild.
Yeah,
And I just remembered, related.
Yeah.
Because you're playing the Wii U version.
Mm-hmm.
I had a friend on the show on Pocket Buds called Jack Kirby Crosby, absolute angel. Mm-hmm. He's a 3D artist, game artist, sorry. And he worked on the Twilight Princess Wii U remake.
Oh, sick.
And he did some of the texturing, and he put his name in Hylian on a certain texture. Literally just like Jack Kirby Crosby did this, but in Hylian.
That's awesome.
And it shipped. Like that
rocks.
Yeah.
Was it ever patched out? Because I have the digital version.
I'm pretty sure it wasn't.
Do you know where it is? You gotta seek it out.
I've no clue. But I remember him telling me about it, and it was his first paid games job.
That's bold.
That's so good.
And now he's working on Wooden Weather.
Whoa!
Oh, sick.
Yeah.
He should really get a job on Twilight Princess for the Switch. Oh no, we're not allowed to talk about that. It's definitely coming, listeners.
Oh, yeah. In the dying days of the Nintendo Switch, that's when it's coming.
Yeah. So going back to this, I remembered it sort of being a drag, but I was significantly worse at video games when the Wii version came out. And I've gone back and played a lot more Zelda since then. So I was really curious to go back because it was one of the only ones I haven't revisited.
Yeah.
As an adult. And yeah, it the pacing is way better than I remember it being. It is tricky. The puzzles,
they're working the old noodle.
Yeah, like occasionally it'll be like, how the hell do I get in that hole? That hole over there, there's a bug in it, and I need that bug to stop being a dog so I can save Hyrule.
Sorry?
Yeah,
I feel like when you take the ideas of Zelda down to a really simple level, and I need a bug to no longer be a dog, is I think a really beautiful thing.
Yeah. I cannot fathom what either of you mean by that.
You got to kill 12 bugs and then suck in their souls so that Link stops being a dog.
Oh, Link's the dog.
Link's the dog.
Yeah.
Okay.
Have you never played Midna's Twilight Princess?
No, I've never played Twilight Princess. Huh?
That sits on your back when you're a dog.
Yeah. That's Midna.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So I knew that.
So you didn't know that was Link?
No, I knew that was Link. Here's what you said to me.
I've got to get in that hole to get the bug so I can stop being a dog.
Well, it sounded to me like you said the bug was a dog.
The bug's a bug.
Bug's a bug, but you got to get the bug to no longer be a dog.
I get that now.
Yeah.
Now I'm across it. I also, in my head, for some reason, assumed he became a dog way later. Does he start as a dog?
No, you start as a boy.
You start as a boy, but like it's not long after being a boy that you become a dog.
You become a dog earlier than I thought you became a dog.
And you become a dog because of 12 bugs.
Curse.
No, 12 bugs. You got to kill 12 bugs to break the curse, but only in a certain area.
Okay.
You got to do that 4 times.
And then you're not a dog anymore.
Well, yeah, then you're permanently
until
you're a dog again.
Then you have to get 12 more bugs?
No, so you got to... Okay. You're a boy.
Okay, I'm there. I'm across it.
Then you're a dog.
Okay, less across it, but like Tim Allen's The Shaggy Dog. Yes.
Yeah.
Kind of,
And then you hate being a dog.
Damn it. Yeah.
So then you got to stop being a dog.
Right.
And you got to speak to 4 different guys.
Okay.
In 4 different areas, and they'll help you not be a dog.
Okay, fabulous.
And they're also going to help you save Hyrule.
Okay.
Yeah.
And when you speak to them, they're like, yes, I will turn you back into a boy from a dog.
You just need to kill 12 bugs.
You need to kill 12 bugs.
Okay.
Yeah.
And suck in their souls. Because it's the souls.
Will make you a boy again.
Yeah, and the bug souls.
One boy equals 12 bugs.
Yeah, and the bug souls go in this holder that looks kind of like a vine of grapes.
Okay, that's awesome.
Yeah.
All right, I'm across it now.
I
can say I get Twilight Princess.
Yeah. People said that they don't like the pacing of the opening part of it because it's like about an hour of like, hey, a villager will be like, go do this. And then we do that. Another villager is like, hey, go do that.
Mm.
And I think that by people talking about it, I had it in my head that it's way clunkier and way longer than it actually is.
Yeah.
Because it actually just feels like you're a teenage boy helping out in a... You got to herd goats twice, I guess. But one of the times you herd the goats is at the start and one's right before you become a dog. So.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, that's kind of like a lot of the older Zelda games will have like a kind of big, long, almost tutorial area.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty normal.
Yeah. It feels better than... And this is... probably a bold call, but it feels better than like the start of Ocarina of Time. But I might only think that because I've done the start of Ocarina of Time
a bajillion times. Yeah, for sure.
I hate that guy that won't let me talk to the tree. Oh, I hate him so much.
I think Ocarina of Time, is this incorrect? Is that the first time I started interacting with you, Ruby? Did you post when the Ocarina of Time came out on the Nintendo eStore or whatever? I have this memory of, like, you posting...
Yeah, have you guys been friends since 1996? No.
You had, like, a silly name that you'd given yourself, obviously, and then you'd posted a picture of yourself talking to the Great Deku Tree, and it said, something, something, whatever your silly name was. And then I replied, because I'd done the same thing and called myself Ham, and so I replied to that as well, and I think that was one of the first times we ever interacted, and we were like, hey, that's we should so be nice. Friends. I think that's true. Or I'm making it up. But that sounds familiar.
That sounds about right because I remember posting that.
Yeah, and I was like, that's funny.
I think I remember seeing yours and being like, Ham. So I think
that's a foundation for a friendship right there.
That is absolutely. That is a foundation for a best friendship.
I would say so.
I agree. Yeah. And Jackson, speaking of Ham, is there a song you need to sing real quick?
The Rankin Meats. The Rankin Meats. It's another episode of Thumb Cramps, and once again, they're ranking meats.
Yes!
Ruby, what are your top five meats?
Hit us with your top five meats.
Oh, okay. Okay. Prosciutto.
Okay, good choice.
Suppressor salami.
Oh, yeah. Delicious salami.
I don't love speck enough.
Okay.
Prosciutto, suppressor salami. Twiggy sticks.
Oh, Twiggies are good.
Mortadella.
Oh! Come on, number five. What's coming in at the bottom?
But still good.
I'm going to go with, chorizo.
Oh, chorizo's good. Chop it up, put it with some spaghetti. Yeah.
That's a lot of meats that are on like a cheese board.
Yeah, you pick the charcuterie meats.
Need I remind you that these are the meats of my people.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
We ranked the meats with a friend of the show, Adam, on a previous episode, and he put fish as his number one.
What are you saying?
Dude, it's disgusting.
What are you saying
I get
me?
This. How? Okay, fish is his number one meat. Out of five, what do you think it gets? It got like a 4.8 or something.
Nah, 4.5.
4.5 for his top meat.
Something can't be the best in a category and not be a five.
He's lucky we didn't strangle him to death right then.
I could live off of
prosciutto. Yeah.
I could live and die.
Yeah.
And there's so many ways to do it. One of my favorite ways is you get some asparagus and you wrap it in prosciutto and then like salt it. You put some oil on it, some real nice shit. And then you fucking bake that. Sorry, I said it again.
Yeah.
But you bake that in the oven and you eat it. And it is just truly the most delicious thing in the world. But you're also getting your greens.
Yeah. Whoa.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's good.
I ate heaps of prosciutto yesterday.
That's awesome.
I went nuts on it.
Yeah.
Prosciutto.
It's the best meat.
Bruschetta. A freaking balsamic, whatever you call it.
I've also had this mortadella sandwich from my local cafe that actually sucks me off.
Whoa.
It's crazy.
That's awesome.
It's so yummy.
Meat's awesome. It's delicious.
Yeah. I want to eat meat now.
Me too. I just want to eat. Like, I just want like a bunch of crusty bread and then meat folded up and maybe a bocconcini.
Yeah. Anyway, great top five. And let's close this segment out.
The rank of meats. The rank of meats. The rank. Once again, I'm Graham's guess what the rank of meats. I got quite sort of lost in the sauce.
Fair. Twilight Princess holds up way better than I thought it was going to. And I think like the backlash against it has aged.
Unwarranted?
It's aged poorly.
Yeah, okay.
Because now that we've been removed from that style of Zelda game for a while now, and especially with stuff like Skyward Sword and things like coming out after it, I understand that Twilight Princess kind of feels less inventive.
Yeah.
And kind of plays more like, oh, this is
like
more
a very normal Zelda game.
This is more of Ocarina of Time, really. Yeah. But no, I'm having a really good time with it. I'm like 7 hours in. I've done one temple, and I'm just about to start the second one. Just finished being a dog for the second time.
Okay, fair enough. How many times are you a dog over the course of the game?
You're a dog a lot. You get stuck. At the start of the game, you're stuck as a dog.
Yeah.
And then you fix that, and then you get turned into a dog a couple more times. But then later, if I remember, like later on, and I haven't got there yet, I'm pretty sure somewhere in the middle of the game, you get the ability to turn into a dog whenever you want.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
There's something in that game that I really love, something you can make or something like that. But I forgot what it is, and that's probably like the most I can say. But as well, there's a creature in that game that's a chicken, but it's not.
Is that are the guys in the sky tower land?
You can have it in your inventory.
Oh,
and he's got the face of a man but the body of a chicken.
That's awesome. Yeah, he's like the little boy of the sky chickens, and the sky chickens are like the ancient Hyruleans made them or some shit.
Are you thinking of the ones in Wind Waker, aka, but like also like
no, they're like chickens with a man's head, right? And they're based on the M.C. Escher painting? People? Yeah!
Oh, so you are thinking this chicken man. Yeah.
Uka.
He's hot?
Scary to me a little bit.
Never noticed the breasts.
Yeah.
He's got some big rig haulers on him.
Yeah. Fantastic stuff.
So it's spelled OOCCO. How would you say that?
Uku?
Ukuku?
It's happened. The thing we threatened at the beginning of the episode is we're going ape mode.
Monkey mode.
You find him in a temple and he works as like your warp stone because his son, who is just a floating head, teleports you out of the temple and then teleports you back into the same spot.
That's awesome and weird.
Yeah, the quality of life in the Wii U version is so good.
Yeah.
And it's the original version that's in the GameCube one too, so the map's unmirrored.
Huh.
You know, I don't know if people are
aware of this. Yeah, because it was like he was the wrong-handed.
Link's right-handed in Twilight Princess on Wii, but Link traditionally is left-handed.
Yeah.
Yeah, and to fix that rather than just change
the
sides,
they flipped the whole game. Yeah. That's awesome.
Weird that, like, I don't know, I find it strange because in a way I think Twilight Princess fixed him because he was a freak before.
Right.
And suddenly they've just made him a freak again.
Yeah.
When they could have easily just fixed him.
Yeah.
Because it's wrong and against God to be left-handed.
That's true. I agree.
Yeah.
Also, Zelda in this, a baddie.
Nice.
I'll say it.
Oh my god, she's so hot.
Yeah.
And I'll have you know, Dusha said the nicest thing to me that literally anybody has ever said to me in my life.
Okay.
I'll take the compliment, but I know this story and I don't like where it's going.
I forgot everything but the compliment, so it's fine. Because I was originally going to do a different game to what I'm doing today, but it ended up being too much not too much money. I'm just bad with my money. I bought a book instead, which is actually really dumb. But anyway, so it came from I looked like Jackson the other day. Because I was dressed in boy mode, and then I like shoved my hair into a hat and kind of pulled some bits out, and I kind of looked like Jackson.
That's so funny. Whoa, you do look like me. Oh, that's crazy.
I'll send it to you guys and you can put it in Instagram scroll. But I sent that to Dusha and I'm like, hey, bestie, do I look like Jackson? And he said, you look like Jackson's cooler brother. But anyway, the conversation goes on and Dusha was like, today I was like, does this person look like Ruby or am I going crazy? And it was Zelda in Twilight Princess, which is the baddest she's ever looked.
Whoa.
So I felt immaculate.
That's awesome.
That's good.
And that's like, that's true bestie.
Hyping
your friends up in a gamer way.
Oh, yeah. That's what Thumb Cramps is all about.
Yeah, it's hyping your besties up in a gamer way.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Twilight Princess, it's Zelda, it's good. If you remember it being boring, you're probably wrong, or I haven't played it long enough for it to get boring. I know that Hyrule Field is enormous, and as is Zelda tradition, they take away your horse so quick. And Pona come home.
Yeah.
But
you're a dog. Dog run.
You don't need a horse if you're a dog, unless you're one of those awesome dogs that rides a horse.
Yeah, but you stop
from farms.
But then you stop being dog pretty quick.
Yeah.
So then
I actually
liked
being a dog. I wish there were more parts of the game where I could be a dog.
Yeah, because it's mostly like puzzle solving as dog.
Yeah.
You're not really like...
You're not really going movement mode as dog?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. Mm. You got a scent button so you can see certain things. Smells.
Dogs can smell.
Dude, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Do you ever think about how many smells
button?
You don't get to smell?
Oh, no.
Like
never.
All the time. Except I feel like my sense of smell has been more sensitive recently because
I've
just been smelling smells that are actually quite far away from me.
That's awesome.
And I had a period where I was like, am I pregnant? And then I was like, oh, probably not. So I just didn't think about it.
Yeah, fair enough.
I had a friend in high school who once came to me and he said, hey, I can smell extra good today. And I think this guy shat himself in class. And he's like, I don't think I would have been able to smell it normally, but because my sense of smell is superior today, I can tell.
Do you reckon that guy did actually shit himself in class?
I don't know. I wasn't there. We should have tested his superior sense of smell just that day.
Yeah, sometimes you just wake up and your nose be feeling good.
I don't know why, but man, that story has stuck with me my whole life.
Yeah, that's cool.
That's cool.
And Twilight Princess is also cool. I'd say buy it now, but it is unable to purchase because the Wii U store has closed.
That's it.
Yeah.
But it's definitely coming to Switch. I've been hearing rumors of it for seven years.
That's like secret. You can't even say that.
I'll go 4 thumbs and a knuck.
Nice.
There is like a couple of things that feel a little janky now because it is an old game. But
it's still good.
Still good. Going to keep playing it.
That's awesome.
Haven't finished Mario and Luigi Superstar Saga. I think there might be something. And look, we can dive into this over the next couple of weeks.
Okay.
I don't know what's happened to me recently, but I keep falling into games like I'm going like full
hog. You go whole hog. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're not skimming the surface.
I'm not like playing games for like 20 minutes anymore. I'm playing for like two hours. What's going on?
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I don't have that juice at the moment. Yeah. I can't do that.
Well, I'm worried that...
You're sick?
I'm mentally unwell and haven't realized yet.
That could be a sign. That could be a sign.
That's exciting. Stay tuned, listeners, for maybe the spiral of Jeldusha, or turns out I've just played games I like recently.
You've just figured out how to lock in. That's all it is.
Yeah. Anyway, 4 thumbs and a knock. Jackson, what have you been playing?
Okay, so I'd like to take you on a journey.
Uh-huh.
Okay,
imagine you're me.
I'm gonna be sick.
I did the other day, actually.
And you're about maybe 9 years old. That's probably the wrong age, but imagine you're nine.
Okay.
And you're at the local Kmart, which has set up a PlayStation 2. Okay, like one of those little like tester PlayStation 2s.
Yeah.
And you're strolling by, just wandering around. You're going to look at the games, and you see that the game on the thing is Sonic Heroes. And for some reason, it seems like the greatest game you've ever seen in your life.
What if Sonic was there in 3D, but also had two friends?
Well, you see that you could be Sonic and the gang, but you could also be Shadow in the gang. And you can also be Amy Rose in the gang and the Echidna in the gang. Or what? No, not the Echidna. The Chameleon in the gang.
Yeah.
What's wrong, Ruby? You seem afraid.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, okay. Go on.
Okay. All right. I feel like a trap has been laid, but that's fine. Anyway, you play this game for about 5 minutes, and for some reason in your nine-year-old mind, you're like, this is the best game you've ever played.
Yeah, in your nine-year-old mind, when this game gets released in 2003,
Jackson,
who is now 32, is nine.
Uh-huh.
We're in high school when this comes out, I think.
Well, whatever my age was.
Yep. It's more embarrassing because you're older.
I know, I should know better. But I am bewitched by Sonic Heroes. But I never get it. For years, I think about it. Even into my 20s, occasionally, I'm like, damn, Sonic Heroes. And I hear it's bad. But part of me is like, what if it's good?
Have you ever played a Sonic game that you've liked?
Yeah, I really liked all the Sonic Advances. I clocked all three of them. They're really fun. The Sonic games
came out. Have you played Sonic Adventure 2?
No, I never played Sonic Adventure 2, which this game borrows a lot from.
Best one.
Huh?
That's the best one.
Yeah. I liked you could.
Well, Verge the Bat's in Sonic Adventure 2. Mm. You're always messaging me your drawings of her and how hot she is.
Bro, yeah. Check it out. And you're like, I don't want to open this. I know what it's going to be.
It's going to be.
I think they knew exactly what they were doing.
Oh, yeah, of course.
With Verge the Bat.
Of course. They put in a little sex appeal.
What were they doing, Ruby?
Making her sexy. They gave her yitties, dude. They made her a big recaller. Like,
yeah.
That was intentional.
She's young dog.
They made her look like a. They didn't make her look like a little girl. They made her look like a woman.
Yeah.
She's the kind of the only adult looking Sonic guy in all of the Sonic guys.
Genuinely. It's like, there's no excuse.
No.
Even Amy's a little cutie. Yeah. Like, she's the one that looks like a human woman, but like with the head of a Sonic character.
Yeah,
it's true.
I'm trying to think how many Sonic characters are like adult coded. Sonic feels like a adult.
No, Sonic's like 18.
Sonic's supposed to be like 16, I think.
Yeah.
Huh.
Knuckles?
Yeah.
Kind of feels like he could be in his early 20s.
Except Knuckles
Knuckles is actually like canonically 18.
Yeah,
okay.
He's upset because his parents are getting divorced in the Archie comics.
Oh, yeah, that is sad.
That's
adult.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about the alligator? He seems like a grown up.
I don't know who the alligator
that's
is.
That's definitely a grown up. Okay, do you want to know?
Yeah.
How old
genuinely?
Everyone is?
I would love to know.
How old everyone is?
Our listeners are screaming for it, Ruby.
Give me the Sonic ages. Yeah.
I don't know what this means, but modern Sonic is 15, but classic Sonic is 16. So I don't really understand that.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Dr. Eggman is unknown age.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Tails is 8.
Mm-hmm. What the hell?
Knuckles is 16.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Amy is 12.
Mm. Oh, no.
Shadow is physically 15, but chronologically 50. Cream, the little echidna girl, she's a bunny.
Yeah.
She's 6.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
How old? Big is 18 years old. And which one's the what's the
how old's Rouge
crocodile called?
Yeah.
Rouge is 18. Of course she is.
Of course she is.
Of course she is. The only other character that is 18 being Big.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Like, Big and Rouge.
Yeah.
That's
the only
My OTP.
Yeah, mine too.
Yeah.
Big Ash.
I love when a big fella gets a baddie. I think it's awesome.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, obviously, we have a bunch of PS2 games gifted to us by
Ben.
Gifted to us by Ben.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, hey, why not? Sonic Heroes is here. Let's give it a go.
Yeah, you can live that dream. We've had these games for 1 year.
Yeah, I can live that dream. I can do it. So I picked Team Dream, I think they're called, which is Amy Rose, Big the Cat, and Cream the Rabbit. I've been playing a lot of Princess Peach, so I'm kind of going girly pop mode. So I was like, I got to get the gang together. So it opens with them on the beach. Cream's like, we don't know where Sonic is. And Amy's like, don't worry, we'll find Sonic.
Yeah.
And then Big the Cat's there. He doesn't say shit.
Doesn't he say, like, Froggy?
Yes, he says, Froggy.
Where's Froggy?
Where's Froggy? And then you're off. And let me tell you, this game is like, I would rather get a hammer and then stand and swing the hammer into my gooch hole. Again and again. And
I don't know
again.
If you have a gooch hole, dude.
I got
that's
a gooch.
Your ass hole.
I'll make a hole. With the hammer.
I just need to clarify.
Sure.
A gooch is a taint.
Yes. Yeah,
right?
Yeah,
same thing. Okay. So when you say gooch hole, nope, never mind. Never mind. I'm thinking of my own anatomy. Okay. So it's just your ass.
It's just my
hole, right?
Whatever. I'm just getting a hammer and going nuts down there.
Yeah.
Okay.
So if Jackson was exploring his gooch, he would find no hole currently.
Just one.
I'd find a hole eventually.
And if he went too far back, he'd find a hole.
Yeah.
And that would be traditionally referred to as the anus.
Sure. Yeah. Right.
And if he went forward.
Oh, did you make a hole?
Well, with the hammer, I will.
Yeah, I'd assume.
Yeah, rather than keep playing Sonic Heroes.
And yeah, if you go too far up, you're going to run into nuts.
I'm welcome you're to ball country.
Yeah,
yeah.
Right, and you're like, one of these feels different to the other. Oh, that's
right.
Right.
One's fake.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's what I say every time I'm reminded I have a fake nut. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
That's sick. Anyway.
Do you reckon that if you die?
Yeah.
Thumb cramps is, say we both die.
Okay, awesome.
No.
Yeah.
No, we did it. I'll tell you what we did, Ruby. We we got a noose each.
Yep.
And we wrapped them around each other's necks, and then we ran as fast as we could
the opposite direction.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
That's how we're going out.
Just this is made up, though, because, like, you guys can't die ever.
Yeah.
Okay, deal. Well,
I'm not planning to. Yeah, go on.
Yeah, so do you reckon we're famous enough that if you die and then someone finds your fake ball and then puts it in, like, a display case, they could sell it?
No. I think
No. I think they could.
But I don't think...
Because I think you can sell anything.
Yeah, that's true. For how much, I guess, is the question.
Yeah, you can get like a little plaque.
Be $3.99. Yeah. You can sell my nuts.
Official fake nut from Jackson Bailey of Thumb Cramps.
It's funny because, you know, if I was an incredibly famous person, you know, like one of those like A-tier celebrity, and I died and somebody stole my fake nut, you're like, well, that's the price of fame. But because of the level of meager celebrity I do have, I think it's just a sort of freak behavior on whoever did it. It's so much less excusable. It's like, for him? His fake nut?
Yeah.
Who? Anyway, so Sonic Heroes, for those who don't know, you get a flying character, a speed character, and a power character. You can swap between them in a way that is sort of annoying, but possibly I'm just stupid. So you have three circles that represent your three characters up in one of the corners of the screen. Next to one is a square or a circle. Next to the other is a triangle. Those are the buttons you have to press. But it doesn't always swap in the way that it feels like it should. And I don't know if I'm just too frustrated not knowing what's going on, but it'll come to like a flying section and I'll press the button that seems like it'll make Cream fly somewhere.
And then what
will
happen is
the cat will be like, my turn, my turn, my turn. No. And I just want to kill myself.
Yeah.
I hate, they all sound so awful. My turn, give me a go, give me a go, my turn. That's what it sounds like to play this game.
It's funny because that means that you're just hammering the buttons. Because what's happened is the right character hasn't come out. So you'd be like, ugh!
Yes, absolutely. And they're just saying garbage at me.
Does it do that thing where when the level starts, so say you start as Amy.
Yeah.
Big is square and
I think it's
Cream
like,
is triangle.
Yeah.
And then if you were to swap Big for Amy, Big becomes square.
I think that's what happens. So it's you kind of got to pay attention to who's next.
Yeah.
But it also doesn't, because you also, if you press the same button, they'll swap back.
Yeah.
So it just, it's very frustrating. The game also
moves. So I think that you might, so answer your question you pitched, I think you might just not be paying attention. You're low looking hard.
Yeah, I'm low looking hard. Because, well, because here's the thing. The game moves at 10 million miles an hour.
Dude, when I'm playing Sonic Adventure 2, I'm low looking hard too.
Hubba hubba.
Yeah. She's just too hot.
Yeah, I know. What are you going to do about it? I think I could have played as Rouge. I think she might have been in Shadow's team.
Yeah, she's the flying member of Shadow's team.
That makes sense.
Shadow, Rouge, and Eggman. Eggman's the power guy.
No, I don't think that's right. Eggman's the bad guy.
Eggman's the bad guy.
I think it's Robot Sonic or some shit. Anyway.
Metal Sonic?
I think it's Metal Sonic.
Surely Metal Sonic Speed.
No. And then Shadow would be punching, right?
Why would Shadow be punching?
I don't know.
Dude, they're both
Shadow
fast.
Speed.
Sonic what? Heroes Team.
Yeah, Shadow would be... Wait.
Well, then who's so Metal three. Sonic? What's Metal Sonic?
Okay, so the teams are...
Punching.
The teams are...
Yeah.
Team Sonic. Team Dark.
Right.
Team Rose, who you're playing as.
Yeah.
And Team Chaotix.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Team...
Who is it?
Oh, no. I've gone on to the worst website in the world.
Sonic.wikia.net or whatever.
The Sonic
it's bad to
website.
Be there, dude.
Hang on. And now it's like, I'm like, give me the teams! And it's
refusing?
Yeah. Oh, it's E123 Omega.
Oh!
The robot from...
Of course.
Sonic X? I think he's in Sonic X. So.
Anyway, I guess he'd be punches then.
Yeah,
that
he is
sense.
Punches.
So the speed gameplay is regular Sonic.
Yeah.
Okay. The flying gameplay is everybody gets underneath the flying character and then you press A and jerkily kind of move up and you have a power meter that you have to pay attention to, but it's really kind of glitchy, so it doesn't really seem like it matters.
Yep.
And the punching, the power mechanic is you punch. You just punch blocks and they break. But you know, like a Sonic game feels good when it's going fast.
Yeah.
Well, because you swap between from fast to anything else, immediately any momentum is just like destroyed.
Yeah.
which is not fun. Like any Sonic game, any bad Sonic game, you just never know what's happening, ever. And sometimes you go so fast, you just clip out of the game and go flying and die.
That's good.
Yeah, that happened to me quite a bit. The last level before the level that I decided to quit on was... finally, we arrived at Sonic, Team Sonic. We found them. And Amy says, I'm going to marry you, Sonic. And Sonic says...
in a threatening way like that?
Yeah, yeah. And Sonic's like, gee, I hope you don't. And then you do a fight with Team Sonic.
You fight them?
Yeah, you're on like a really high tower, I guess. And you have to knock them off the tower to their deaths.
Yeah.
And you do that. And then Amy says, I'll marry Sonic somehow. And then you carry on. Then you go to the casino level.
Yes! I love the casino.
Dude, the casino level, I've never been angrier at a video game.
Is there a pinball level?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the game, because it's already like such an unplayable, jerky mess, trying to get Big the Cat, who's saying, the whole time, to go from the bottom of the pinball like thing to the top and out. And you lost control of them when they're pinball balls.
Yeah, yeah.
You just got the flickers or whatever.
The flickers. We've been through this on this podcast.
The clickers?
The clickers. The flickers.
The flaps?
The flaps.
What are they called?
Jackson.
What are you talking about?
The things that go dung 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 dung.
I know what they're called. It's just that we had it in Do you honestly? They're flippers! The pinball flippers!
Oh my days.
I was close with clickers. I didn't say clickers.
You said clackers,
flickers.
Flaps.
I said flickers. That was close. Yeah. Anyway, you only control the flippers.
Yeah.
And the flippers are incredibly unresponsive. So what happens most of the time is Big the Cat lands on your flipper. No, not he lands on the flipper.
Yeah.
You go to push him up. He glitches through the bottom of it and down instead of up. Then he hits the bouncing thing at the bottom, bounces into the other side. There's like two sides to it.
Uh-huh.
He bounces into the other side where there's nothing you want to do. Or he bounces into the thing in the middle, which is a slot machine, which you don't give a shit about.
Do you win big?
No. I got 3 rings in a row once. It gave me 10 rings. All it does is stops you from getting out of the pinball goddamn arena. And if you fall down the bottom, you just have to walk into a cannon and get fired back onto the pinball arena. And, dude... like, I just can't even begin. I don't think people are getting an accurate idea of how frustrating and horrible the gameplay is of this section of Sonic Heroes.
Did it get so frustrating that it almost got into Wario levels?
No, and it wasn't getting aroused.
Do you reckon it's just because you picked the wrong team?
Do you think if Rouge had been there, I'd have been getting horned up? Yeah. Or Knuckles?
Or Knuckles?
Yeah.
Or,
I have a question.
Sure.
About Sonic Heroes.
Okay.
And it's to do with Team Chaotix.
Okay.
Because there's something I'm a little confused by. So Team Chaotix has the alligator.
Yeah.
And also the chameleon.
Mm-hmm.
They're both reptiles, right? Like all reptile adjacent? Yeah. Okay, yeah. Cool. Glad we're on the same page on that one. So Sonic is a hedgehog.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not a reptile.
No. I would say that's a mammal.
Great.
Yeah.
And so... in saying all of this, why is it that Espio, the chameleon, body-wise, is more similar to Sonic than he is to his reptile friend who he's in the same team as?
That's a great...
why does he have a body like a hedgehog?
That's a great question.
That happens a lot in Sonic. Why does Knuckles the Echidna look like a hedgehog as well?
He should be huge compared to Sonic.
Tails the Fox?
Doesn't really look like a fox.
Like, look, I get it because they're all mammals, but this one's just a lizard.
Yeah. Show me Espio. He's purple, yeah?
Yeah.
Like, the only thing that kind of sets him apart is that he's got a horn.
Yeah. Which, oh no, chameleons do have horns.
Yeah.
What's the third guy in that team?
Charmy B.
Charmy B.
Charmy B. Charmy's really cute.
Okay. Charmy B.
Oh, yeah. Charmy B's solid, solid stuff.
I reckon that's probably people's favorite moments in Thumb Cramps of like when you say who's a character
and you and yell at me. And then what they don't get to see, though, is you thrusting the phone into my face.
Yeah, but it just means that the audio experience is who's Charmy B? Charmy B. Charmy B.
Oh, Charmy B.
It's good stuff.
Absolutely.
So Sonic Heroes, 5 thumbs?
I would give it probably maybe like 1 thumb.
One thumb.
Did you rate Twilight Princess?
Yeah, four thumbs.
Oh, keep up.
Oh, yep. I remember now. I remember the knock.
Yeah, probably one thumb.
Yeah.
That sucks.
I think that's crazy that a game that makes you want to smash a hole into your gooch is getting one thumb.
Well, you know,
could be fun.
I don't know. I think I gotta retain that one thumb for my childhood. Yeah, childhood wonder at what this game could have been.
All right, I'm just gonna quickly show you a picture of Rouge the Bat again.
Okay,
one thumb,
five thumbs. Wazza.
Yeah,
yeah. She is beautiful.
Yeah,
I think she's a beautiful woman. And Rouge the Bat.
She's got an attitude.
Yeah,
but I think this is controversial. But I think that that's good.
Whoa. Yeah. Fair enough.
She's kind of bitchy. It rocks.
Yeah. Can you open the cuss zone for me?
Yeah.
Cuss zone. She's serving cunt, I would say.
There we go.
Cuss zone.
Sorry, wait. Can you open it for me?
Cuss zone.
Yeah, she's cunty as hell.
Cuss zone.
Cool.
We just had to get him out.
Yeah, that's fair enough. And like,
that's what the cuss zone's for, dude.
Yeah, and that is why the cuss zone is important, because all of these people listening to Thumb Cramps at school will be like, well, this isn't for me. It's like a spoiler song.
Yeah, exactly.
Cuss is coming up. I'm not allowed to hear it. I'm at school. I'll skip.
Yeah. I'll skip. I know it's going to be short.
You know, I can't get in trouble for all the cusses I did before because you guys actually hadn't built your cuss zone yet.
Mm. Okay, that is... Okay.
It's only recently built, so...
So you're saying from now... No more swearing from Ruby from now.
Unless I can get access to the cuss.
Well, of course. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. We'll newly built.
Yeah.
I'm assuming built with me in mind.
Yeah. We got to detain her somehow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whenever I come over to Melbourne, this is just a bit of behind the scenes fun. Whenever I come over to Melbourne, I'll come and record in the studio, but I'm actually in a separate one person sized box.
Absolutely.
Because the boys are scared of me scratching them.
Yeah. Terrified.
I don't want to have to go to the vet again and get a shot for my ruby bite.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm sorry, my nails are so dirty.
I'm going to get, what's
it's
that thing?
It's an accident.
Toxoplasmosis, but for Ruby. I'm going to be like, Ruby should live in my house, actually.
I made a new disease.
I should actually get way more rubies if I can.
More rubies.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
one thumb for
Sonic Heroes.
Sonic Heroes.
Stinky game.
Stinky game makes you want to hammer a hole into your gooch. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I think anyone playing it would have the same experience.
I want to play it now. Just see what's
dude,
up.
Dude, it's horrible.
Yeah.
It's so fast.
Yeah.
You don't know what's happening.
Yeah.
You don't have to attack any enemy. You just go past them most of the time. It's awful.
I think there's a hidden thing in it that you unlock if you get S rank and everything or something like that. Because I remember in high school people suffering because they wanted it so bad.
Let me tell you, I got D rank largely throughout, and every time Big the Cat would say something like, we'll try better next time.
We'll try better last time.
Well, he is dumb
as
shit.
That sounds like something he'd say because he's dumb.
he is stupid,
He just
man.
Wants to fish and hang out with Froggy.
His attack is his fishing rod. It's very
That's
annoying.
Kind of awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. Anyway, Ruby, what have you been playing?
So, I'll start from the beginning of what I originally first wanted to play, which was a game on Wii called Fragile Dreams, which is a very, very cool, like, the best way I can describe it is like Resident Evil for babies.
Whoa. That's
and you,
awesome.
Like, you play this kid who is like finds himself just stuck in this spooky random like world and all you've got is like a stick or something like that, but I say Resident Evil because like one, it's a little bit spooky and two, the inventory system is very Resident Evil. But it's all they've also got this like shopkeeper who's like a he's like a kind of weird, creepy guy, but he's got a big chicken head mascot.
Oh, hell, that's good. Yeah.
Like the bunny. Is that Resident Evil or Silent Hill?
The bunny.
What bunny?
The bunny might be Silent Hill, but it's not.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
But, it feels like it's taken from a lot of horror games.
Yeah.
But it's really cool. And it was on Wii. And a big part of it was like you moving your torch around.
Oh, that's sick.
Like kind of creepy when you've got like little like ghost arms coming at you and you got to like put your torch the right way. However, I don't have a Wii at my house. I've got a Wii at my parents' house, and I didn't go to my parents' house recently, so I couldn't play that.
That's fair enough.
My next idea was I found out that De Blob, great game, Australian game.
De Blob!
De Blob.
Joel Zammert's favorite ever video game.
No, that's Boy and His Blob.
Oh, my mistake.
Yeah.
He loves that game.
He loves that game so much.
The Blob is better. It's all about bringing color to a colorless city.
Whoa.
And also you, like, splored on the cops.
Oh, hell yeah.
So I was like, oh, well, that's out on Switch.
Yeah.
It got ported. And so I'll just play that. And then instead I ended up spending the $30 that I was going to spend on that game on a book, which is so lame. But
that's awesome.
I'm learning how to read, so I should probably
congratulations.
Get a
book. What book?
Yeah,
can we just get a, what? Can you just let us know what book? Can we just get a cheeky plug for the book, please?
Book plug?
Yeah, yeah. I think it's called Butter.
Oh, okay.
That's food, Ruby. That ain't book.
Yeah.
Did you just buy $30 worth of butter?
Hear me out. Hear me out. It's a book with the name of a food.
Oh, can they do that?
What the hell?
And I
when
think
people
it's about
get confused,
this, like,
we did.
It's about this lady who was like a master chef, but then she goes to jail for doing murder.
Whoa.
And so this like journalist becomes like her pen pal because she's like really fascinated by her and like wants to learn how to cook like her, but then ends up like... according to the blurb on the back, at least, ends up becoming more like her than she thought.
Whoa, that sounds cool.
Sounds really cool. So I bought that, but then I was like, okay, so I'm dumb, and now I have no money for game. But then I remembered, oh, I ordered, I bought Okami HD at one point, and that game was originally on Wii, so I should just play that. And so I went to download it, and it said it would take... like 8 hours.
Jesus.
And
that's too long.
Yeah.
It's too long. My internet just decided to be a bitch.
Mm.
And so I was like, okay, well, I can't do that. So finally, I decided instead to go for an old reliable.
Mm-hmm.
And that old reliable, probably one of the best games ever to be released on the Wii.
Whoa.
Was Super Mario Galaxy.
Oh, yeah. Great game.
I love my friend Mario.
Yeah.
And I know that may be contrary to popular belief, and you may have seen me post in the past or say out loud in the past that I hate Mario and I'd hit him with a lead pipe, but that's simply just not true, and you can't prove it.
Yeah.
I love Mario. He's my friend. I'd never say that about him.
Yeah, of course.
I think that if you hit Mario with a lead pipe, that's just a bit of, like, it's a fun little jab anyway because he's a plumber, pipe.
Pipe, yeah.
He'd get it.
He'd have a laugh about it.
He'd have a laugh about it.
Yeah.
Mario loves getting piped by me.
Yeah.
So anyway, Mario, this time he's in space. And you may be wondering, whoa, that's kind of like when Mario was in space in Super Mario Odyssey.
Yeah.
But the crazy thing is, this was before.
That is crazy.
Yeah, because it came out before.
This was the first time that Mario went up.
Is Mario in space in Super Mario Odyssey or is he just in sky?
He's in space.
He's on the moon.
He is on the moon. Forgive me, he is on the moon.
Brother, you think the moon's on Earth? Mushroom Kingdom's on Earth.
The moon's more on Earth than, say, Mars.
Okay.
I would say Mars, hear me out. I think that Mars is more Earth-coded than Moon.
Whoa,
it's true.
That's crazy, because we could go there or have been there.
We could go there or have been to the Moon too, but we couldn't live there.
That's true, but we could live on Mars.
Yeah, with some work, with some maintenance. It's a real doer-opera.
Yeah.
Mars is the doer-opera.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's an investment property, really.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's an investment.
Yeah. You buy it, you do it up. We live there.
You sell it.
Yeah, you sell it.
Yeah, sell Mars.
Yeah. Because you've done it
all. I think about
all
the robots that they sent there and I get sad sometimes.
Yeah, that is.
Okay, do you get sad that their batteries slowly die or do you get sad that they're alone?
Both.
Well, they're not alone. There's other robots there.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't think they talk.
Well, that's on the robots, dude.
I don't think they talk to each other and it really bothers me. I think they're alone. I don't think they've been programmed to talk to each other.
They're chatting to NASA.
They're just going to die.
They're chatting to NASA.
I think that there might actually be a story about a robot on Mars that, if I'm remembering correctly, Ruby, you're never allowed to find.
I like that story.
Is it sad?
I'm imagining. Yeah, I would guess.
No, it's awesome. It's horny.
Oh.
I really like that story.
Is there
a story about like one of the Mars rovers that they sent and like within a week it had tipped over and they couldn't flip it back? That's so funny.
Imagine being that sad.
You just tip it over. I think in the end, I think it took them about like a month, but they did tip it back up the right way.
I think that the one I was referring to is, I can't remember, it might have actually been a satellite.
Yeah.
But basically, for some reason, it was programmed in a way that it pretty much was like, my battery's about to die. So it said goodbye.
Oh, yeah. That's it. That is sad.
Yeah.
Don't worry, when we go to Mars, we can get them.
Recharge it.
Recharge them.
I will not live in the robot revolution. I will see a box with a face on it that goes, hello, and I'll fold and I will get shot in the head and it will be over for me. Mm. I wouldn't mind working for them. It's fine.
I think
anyway,
the robots will rise up. They'll look at me and they'll be like, aberration, and just shoot me in the head. So I wouldn't have to worry about it.
I think I'm a robot maybe.
I don't know why people are so worried about the computer revolution or whatever.
Yeah.
Do you know how easy it is to break a computer?
Yeah, put
Look
some
at
water
my phone.
In.
Yeah. It's wrecked.
Put it in your pocket also, for a little bit. Sit on it.
Yeah. I don't think robots would be that bad. I don't think they treat us as poorly as current governments. And that might seem insane,
mm-hmm.
but robots have no wants or desires.
Yeah. That's true.
And no political like agenda. Sort
of, yeah.
Exactly.
Ruby, finally a woke-free world. Something you've been screaming about online.
I know. So no more woke and it's just robots and I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice.
And they've fixed all the rovers on Mars, so you've got nothing to ever be sad about again.
Yeah.
And Mario's in space now.
So Mario's in space now and he's Peach got taken to space, but without him. And the first thing I noticed, because I'm playing this for the third time now, and the first thing I noticed, which I didn't notice in the past, is that there's a UFO at the start of the game which takes the castle away.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that UFO, the way they've designed it, is it's got like three or four like semi-circle things on its underside to look, you know, as like a UFO. The problem is they look like tits. Like look like I even took a screenshot because I knew I'd be referencing it because it was so crazy.
Intrigued.
Are they beautiful, Ruby?
I think all tits are beautiful.
Yeah.
That is.
But then they are in particular very beautiful.
Yeah.
That's the same, the under big sort of big swinging naturals underneath the UFO.
Whoa!
Okay.
Yeah,
you see that?
Yeah, we can see
that. I'll also send you that photo.
Yes,
thanks very much.
I like to think that your Instagram posts for every episode are like visual guides for the episode.
Yeah. They mostly are.
Yeah,
I usually try to do. Like, for example, if you went on Instagram last week, there was a photo of Sheldon driving a car. And that's because we imagined a world where Sheldon died like JFK.
Yeah.
And if you listen to the episode, there's a soundscape of exactly that.
We really gave everybody every element of that. They had the visual, the audio.
It was beautiful. Mm.
No smell.
Beautiful. I felt like I was really there.
Yeah.
I felt like I was Jackie O in the car.
She's so beautiful.
She's so beautiful.
Yeah.
She's a beautiful woman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's her on the car when they're done with it.
Yeah.
Zing. Oh, sorry. Bazinga.
Here we go.
There we go. Yeah. Anywho. Haha. So the UFO has crazy tits.
Yeah.
Three tits.
Yeah.
Which is one more than usual.
Like spots on it.
Yeah, they've fully boobed them
up. They are tits. It is wild. So that takes the castle away or whatever. And then you, as Mario, have to go up and you meet a bunch of Loomers. They're super sick. They're very cute, very nice. Yeah. You meet Rosalina, who's a tall queen.
Yeah.
I think she's a lesbian.
Okay.
Fair enough.
I can see that.
Just because
everybody's like, oh, Mario's in love with her. But who's going to be with Rosalina? I think Rosalina's a lesbian.
Yeah, I don't think Mario's in love with her. Mario's just like, you know, it's like another job for him, I think.
Yeah.
Does Mario? Oh, no, I guess Super Mario Odyssey.
He wants to marry Peach.
Yeah, but isn't the whole thing of him being like, it just feels like that he's meant to do that, and then she's like, what are you doing? And then he's like, what am I doing? Or am I thinking of the movie?
I don't think that's in either of them. You're doing some awesome character building for Mario
I think this is just your headcanon,
I have to marry Peach. Like, that's what I'm... That's my...
Destiny.
Destiny. That's my role in society. But does I don't want to do that.
Mario mixed up with Barbie movie?
He just wants to stomp Goombas, dude.
He's just Mario. To everyone else, he's... Nothing rhymes with Mario.
Right. You're trying to do the Barbie. Right.
Really good.
No,
she's Peach.
Wario?
He's just Mario?
Yeah, but how... Yes, Wario rhymes with Mario, but... Think about
why
I'm
are
just
so mad at me.
Ruby, thank you so much for that suggestion. Yeah. I know the Wario rhymes with Mario, but how is that going to help me in the context of the I'm Just Ken parody song I'm writing? I'm just Mario. To everyone else, I'm just a Wario?
See you're doing the song. I thought you were doing the promotional tagline, but no. Okay. You know, she's Barbie. He's just Ken or whatever.
She's
Peach. He's just Mario.
No, isn't it?
Oh, well, Peach can be anything.
Yeah.
And Peach. Mario's just Mario.
Yeah. But
because as we saw from Princess Peach Showtime,
she can be anything.
Peach can be anything.
She can be
anything.
She can be a mermaid. She can be a cowgirl.
Yeehaw.
Yeehaw. Yeah.
Doesn't Cowgirl Peach have a different name because they don't want people to say Cowgirl Peach?
No, it's Cowgirl Peach.
I think it's Cowgirl Peach.
Okay. There's Cowgirl Peach. I think one that gets people really confused is everybody thinks that it's Patisserie Peach.
Yeah, but...
But it's actually Patissiere Peach.
Whoa.
Because she's a patissiere.
She's not the patisserie. She's, yeah.
Wee-wee. No. It's French.
Mighty oui, Peach oui. Is one of them.
Mighty Peach?
Yeah, that's when
Mighty
she's a
Peach
superhero.
Is the, she's like the Big Hero 6
yeah.
one.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's awesome. Peach can be anything. Mario just plays tennis.
Yeah, true. And goes to the Olympics.
Yeah. Dude, I'm sick of him. I'm sick of him Sonic. Just playing tennis and thinking he's special.
Yeah. He's
I can play
special.
Tennis too, Mario.
Heaps of people play tennis.
And yeah, surely so he went true. To space.
Yeah.
Does he not at the end of Super Mario Odyssey pick up, like, put on the.
Yeah.
Like, stops the wedding and then turns and proposes to Peach and she's like, no. I don't want to marry anyone. Yeah. And then Mario has like a crisis of faith.
Well, no, actually, hold on. I think you're kind of right. I think Peach is like, I don't want to do any of this. You guys are so annoying. And then Mario and Bowser are like, oh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there's no crisis of faith. There's no moment where Mario's like, what am I?
Mario isn't like, why did I do that?
Yeah. Do I fight for something?
Because in my head, that scene plays out and then Mario's like, oh, of course. That's ridiculous.
he might have some because he's still got to beat Bowser. I don't know, man. You got to replay Mario Odyssey to find out.
Isn't the end of that? Doesn't that cutscene play when he after you've killed Bowser,
you become Bowser.
You become Bowser.
You put your hat on his head and then drive him like a car.
What?
You know, at the end of Super Mario Odyssey, you flip your hat onto Bowser's freaking noggin, and then you roar your way through the rest of the level.
You drive him like a car.
You drive him like a car.
Where are you taking him?
To, I don't know. You take him out. Where are you? On the moon? You take him off the moon.
Where are you in the finale of Odyssey? The moon? Is it the moon?
No, the moon's the bonus level.
Yeah.
I don't know where you are.
Mushroom Kingdom?
Yeah, maybe.
Wedding Town?
Maybe a Bowser's boat?
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Where you drive a Bowser? Do you like drive him off a cliff or something? Or you
take him through a bunch of rocks.
Yeah.
And then, seeing missing. He's dead by the end, though.
Yeah, and then Mario is having a crisis of faith.
I don't think that happens. But it's been a while, so I might be wrong.
Anyway, tell us about, not Odyssey, Galaxy, the first time Mario went up.
Mm. So in Galaxy, you have to repower this, like, space station that's run by Rosalina. And you do so by collecting grand stars from different galaxies. Mm-hmm. And all these different galaxies, they look different. They're very pretty. It feels a little like, you know those bonus levels of Super Mario Sunshine?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Where they were like really color poppy and crazy.
Mm-hmm.
There's like elements of that in Super Mario Galaxy, I believe.
Yeah, yeah.
But like if they were a bit more polished and a lot less
wet.
wet and, yeah. and mentally draining.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
And I say
sure.
that with a whole lot of love in my heart for Sunshine. I love that
yeah,
game.
Yeah, sure.
But some of them shits were hard.
Yep.
And Galaxy is, it still feels really good. I'm playing it on the Super Mario 3D All-Stars.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Bundle. And it's...
It works.
It works perfectly yeah. on Switch, obviously, because it's just it's the same controls and, yep. and all that garbage.
Yeah, that is controls are garbage. You're right.
You know, all that garbage. All that trash. But it's good as well because of the Switches, how the Switch Joy-Cons work
yeah.
With their kind of, the technology inside them means that you don't need a sensor bar.
Mm-hmm.
So you can kind of just move, like have it at any angle you want.
Yeah.
And uh-huh. then like press R
yeah.
and then it'll put the little pointer right in the middle of the screen. So yeah. you can just be doing like, you can be pointing the Joy-Con off to the side and moving
still,
it around,
still
but
works.
It'll be straight on the screen.
Yeah, that is good.
Which it's a little thing, but I like. It's kind of like how sometimes I'll be in bed
yeah.
playing my Switch mm-hmm. and I don't feel like holding it. So yeah. instead I'll put the stand up, I'll take the Joy-Cons off, have them separately and have them side by side, just like on each side of me.
Yeah,
like you're skiing.
Yeah, kind of like I'm skiing. It's very comfortable for me. It kind of feels like I'm in the middle of the controller, which is nice. Yes.
That is nice. So so the stand is up and you've got your Switch sitting in your lap?
Yeah. Yeah. yeah.
That's awesome.
And then my Joy-Cons are on either side of me, yeah. like just my hands are resting on the bed. It's delightful.
Yeah, yeah.
It's,
I've done that before too.
Oh, yeah. It's a good, it's
it
a
is
great
a very
position.
Chillaxing way to play.
Yeah. yeah.
And then, you know, so that feels great.
Mm-hmm.
And I forgot how the camera works in Galaxy and
yep.
it's very like,
oh, yeah. It's
you
jerky.
Know what I mean? Like, You have to jerk it mm-hmm. rather than just smooth it out, which is so fucking annoying. And I said it again and I forgot. Okay, so you know what the thing is?
What's
I don't do this to spite you, Dusha, because you're one of my best friends in the whole wide mm-hmm. world and mm-hmm. I love you so deeply.
And I love you too.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't swear to spite you and uh-huh. I don't swear to make your job harder.
Mm-hmm.
I genuinely forget
yeah.
every single time until it comes out of my mouth. And the second it does, I'm like, and I wasn't supposed to say that.
That's okay. It's the vibe of Thumb Cramps. If any of our other podcasts you weren't yeah. allowed to, if we were trying to make it safe for schools,
yeah.
there'd be no issue. Mm. But unfortunately, when you talk about video games,
people get yeah, heated.
People get heated.
They want to throw out a cuss.
Yeah. They want to throw out a cuss.
Yeah. yeah.
And
yeah.
I have such colorful language.
Yeah.
Can't be held back. Oh, yeah. Do you want me to do a noise this time? I feel like it's been a while since I
yeah,
did a noise.
Yeah, do a noise. Chuck one on the pile.
Okay, let's, I got to make sure it gets picked up by the microphone. Okay. So.
Mm-hmm. yeah, good.
Great noise.
So
did that get picked up by Zoom?
Not by Zoom. I don't know what noise you made, but we'll find
yeah.
out.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll find out.
It did get yeah. picked up at the very start,
yeah,
which
we got
is something that happens.
Kind of like a bit of like an yeah. exhale.
So,
but,
yeah,
well, actually,
good.
No, here's a better one.
Okay. Oh! Oh, yeah, that is a good one.
That is
yeah.
good. That's
I'll leave
great.
It both in. Jackson, is there anyone, yeah. like, because I'll be editing this later, and maybe the listeners would like to hear the editing process. So,
yeah.
like, if there was a noise for you to put over
the
a cast, what would you make?
Ooh, ooh.
Oh, gorilla mode.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Nice.
I think I'd probably go for something like, hey!
That's good. It's a bit scary.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Really good, really
it's
really
like
good.
Like a jump scare noise.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, yeah. it's good, because then, like, yeah. You know, it keeps everyone humble.
Yeah, it keeps people on their toes.
Frightens the listeners.
Totally.
Yeah, that's what we're
so
about.
They start yearning for cusses.
Yeah.
yeah.
How many thumbs, Ruby, my friend, for Super Mario Galaxy?
It's just so good. The music's really beautiful.
Oh, yeah. The music's spectacular.
And that's something I really loved about the second game as well,
yeah.
even more so. But the music in the first one's just delightful as
yeah.
well. I like being in space. The camera, honestly, I really don't like it. I really, really struggle with it. And it's playing it on Switch. I don't know if it's different on a big TV, but I feel kind of sick.
Really?
Damn. Moving around. But it's also just a visually delightful game.
It's a great
so
game.
So much fun. It's a classic Mario game. But it does make me feel kind of sick.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'll probably have to give it a 4.
That's fair.
That's fair.
One thumb for nausea makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
yeah.
You're
one
allowed to do
that. One thumb for nausea.
Yeah. But there's a lot of beautiful things in the game. Mm. Like, yeah, the music, Rosalina.
Yeah.
The tits on the spaceship.
You get to climb a big bee.
You get to climb a big bee.
You get to climb a big bee.
That's pretty
fun. Yeah.
You too.
Mm. I almost forgot because sometimes I get Super Mario Odyssey levels and Galaxy levels mixed up. And my brain was like, oh, is the bee level in Odyssey or is it in Galaxy?
Yeah, no. You climb that bee and it's awesome.
In New Donk City, you be Super Mario Odyssey.
For thee.
If Rosalina you see, well, that's Super Mario Galaxy for thee.
Okay.
That's the easy rhyme to remember.
Yeah.
Is it a rhyme if it's the same word?
Thee rhymes with thee.
Yeah, I guess.
B and C are different words.
Yeah, that I didn't have a problem with. Yeah, cool stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a great rhyme.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it was really awesome. I appreciate the hard work that you do.
Thank you.
Appreciate the hustle.
You're welcome.
Well, Jackson.
Yeah, someone at the door. Let me just let them in. Hey, everybody, it's me, Mr. Ads.
Mr. Ads, you brought us such a good ad last week, and I hope you can do the same this week.
I'm bringing you the same ad. It's just that the ad's so good, I brought it twice.
Oh, my God, Mr. Ads, you're here to advertise Tower of Fire.
The sword of Unspoken Mist. That's right.
Whoa.
Whoa.
The game recently released on April 1st for a whopping $5 US, and by whopping, I mean that's like a price of a goddamn cup of coffee if that cup of coffee costs $5 USD, which is about $8 Australian.
That's right. It's a 2-hour adventure that will have you crawling dungeons, solving puzzles, hacking, slashing, and adventuring to the tune of Double Aught Power Metal. You kill a lot of chickens in this game.
Whoa! I've heard that this game, Mr. Rods, it has puzzles, Mr. Rods.
It does!
It has dungeons, Mr. Rods.
It does!
It has collectibles, Mr. Rods.
Whoa! You're copying my accent!
I'm just so excited about Tower of Fire, the Sword of Unspoken Mist.
Understandable.
So that's Tower of Fire, the Sword of Unspoken Mist. It's available now on Steam. It's a throwback to Zelda DS games. It's a Zelda-like. And Mr. Ads, thank you for the ads.
At any time. See you around. Bye-bye.
Bye.
See you, Mr. Ads.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Bye.
So that brings us, Jackson and Ruby, to a beautiful segment of this podcast.
I love this segment.
It's a segment where I head to the thumbcrampspod@gmail.com email inbox, and then I read a couple of emails from listeners. And they always say normal stuff.
Yeah, it's
normal, helpful information. Mm-hmm. Just letting us know that they are having a good time listening to the shows, emailing us about their favorite video games.
Oh, it's great. It's awesome stuff.
This email from Fraser. Mm-hmm. Hello, boys, and probably concerned and scared guest. Mm-hmm. Now, let me just say first up, I didn't know I sent the previous email. Catch you up, the previous email was, hey boy, worse this and heard the recent Fortnite podcast. Just did DMT before listening. Thought I died, every boyfriend. None DMT, twergo, semel, good nut, DMT, mwah, bad. Thug you, your good friend, man's pal Drave. Lemon emoji.
I love you, Drave.
And, I love you, Drave. Thank you, pal Drave.
Thanks. Good stuff, Drave.
And yeah, this is a follow-up from Fraser. Like I said, subject, clearing up my DMT thumb cramps infused experience.
Awesome.
Now, let me just say first up, I didn't know I sent that email. I said that before. Yeah. When I heard it got read out on the show, a chill ran up my spine, and then a mix of laughter and dread consumed me as I saw sat in my sent emails. I was listening to Thumb Cramps on my way to my mate's house with no intention of getting high. After about 20 minutes, I was offered the opportunity to do DMT and accepted. 20 minutes is really early into visiting a friend's house.
Yeah, DMT?
Without any discussion. DMT is not a chill one.
No, it's not a... No.
And I accepted. Being my first time doing it, I was told to sit down and relax. Once it hit me, I started freaking out, but thank God the soothing voice of Jackson came out of the abyss and told me it's thumbing time. And then I heard the intro. Now, I'm not sure if it was an actual podcast playing in my brain or a personal podcast just for me, but you guys were really happy with the new Fortnite update.
That sounds like us.
Yeah, you guys love Fortnite.
Yeah.
This went on for what felt like an entire day as I sat down and watched the nice colors. I got up for a little wee and saw crocodiles playing Fortnite. They were disappointed in me. I watched them play for a while before I got shot, and then I died. That wasn't great. I walked in, hugged my friend, then Joel told me in his very loud yell, "The boyfriend's gotta know!" Guessing that's when I sent the email, but I was sure it was a hallucination. Guess not. Also, after I recovered, my mates asked me, "So how'd you go?" As I told them, I left out anything to do with thumb cramps because the show is embarrassing. I would rather people who give me drugs not know anything about thumb cramps. Was thinking about not writing this and leaving the mystery of whether or not thumb cramps and DMT killed me. But I think the story is just as funny. Anyways, 10 thumbs. 10 thumbs. God. Sorry about the long email, Fraser.
That's awesome, Fraser.
Nah, that rocked, Fraser. That was really good.
I really hope that most of the thumb cramps... I mean, you did listen to a version of thumb cramps that went for a day, but I do hope most of it was purely tailor-made for you.
And Jackson, this is this next email. It's concerning for us.
Okay. Uh-oh.
It's concerning in a way where it's like, What
hell hath we wrought? That kind of concerning?
Yeah, but it's not. It's not like an Oppenheimer moment. It's just like, what do people like? And why?
Okay. All right.
Why us?
Oh, no. Yeah, okay. Right. Okay.
So this email is from Bob. And look, we'll just get it out of the way,
Bob.
Immediately. Yeah. The subject of the email is Jackson Bailey was my bisexual awakening.
Oh, boy. Bob.
Hey, Gamer boyfriends and guests, my name's Bob and I'm a trans woman. Mm-hmm. The first time I ever thought about my gender came shortly after a sex dream involving Jackson B. Bailey. Whoa. After that, I noticed I crushed on other men, and not to hurt Jackson's feelings, I won't list them here.
Okay.
Unrelated question. Has anyone seen the husband in the Ms. Maisel show? He makes me want to hit my head with a hammer like a cartoon wolf. Cheers, not a coward, Bob.
That you aren't a coward. That is brave.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what it says about me, but I find it very baffling anytime anybody's ever sexually attracted to me.
Yeah.
I think I should have give cartoon sidekick energy.
Yeah.
And so the idea that could make someone horny, you know, I mean, but also more power to you.
Yeah.
Look, Jackson, I will never, I would think it would be rude of me to say that I think you don't fuck. And I just don't think that's true.
No, for sure.
But realistically... Like,
yeah. So
you've got like a certain like vibe to you that isn't is it's not virgin, but it's more so like silly. And like it's
that's
like
awesome.
It's like you're kind of like a wizard.
So the vibe is not virgin, it's wizard.
No, okay, so hear me out. So it's like okay. It's like I if I imagined you having sex, it would be like slipping on a banana peel and accidentally falling into someone.
No, that is accurate. That is true. Okay. Slapstick boning. That's that's what's happening to me. Yeah. No, I agree.
Do you have that same feeling about me? Am I also a wizard? Oh, okay.
No.
I'm normal.
You're normal. I have virgin wizard energy.
You've lost your virginity due to magic of slipping on a banana peel.
Jackson,
and
I've seen the way you sit sometimes. I think I know what I'm talking about.
That's fair.
We also got a lot of emails this week involving meat ranking. So keep coming
stuff.
Them in.
Okay. Yeah, good stuff.
And another thing that we've got after last week's episode is a lot of people emailing us and including their phone number.
Stop doing that.
Or keep doing it.
That's so scary.
We, listeners, there will be a time where Jackson and I think it's funny to turn Thumb Cramps into a call-out show.
You have to understand, every time you leave your number, you risk us calling that number. And the more we get, the funnier it'll become. So,
And something that, Jackson, I think that a good one to bring up, because we've got so many emails this week, which is good. Keep them coming in.
Yeah, keep them coming in. Thank you.
This is from your favorite family.
I'm so excited.
It sounded like you were so excited that you kind of just like ascended for a second. Like,
it sounded like you,
so
you fell
suddenly.
Down a hole.
Oh, I'm so excited.
It's like it was wiped clean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's from the nuclear family, the Culvers.
I'm so excited.
Subject: not getting into an accident while listening to your podcast and buying meat is embarrassing.
Okay.
To our sweet video game boyfriends and effervescent guest. Thought I'd write in to let you know that we didn't get into an accident while listening to your pod together on the highway, despite crying tears of laughter during the meat rankings and cuss zone incident while our daughter slept in the back, not knowing the danger that we had accidentally just put her in. We are, however, only 2 hours into a 7-hour drive, so who can say if we find ourselves in one whilst listening to one of your other beautiful podcasts? And P.S., despite being firmly in the buying things isn't embarrassing category, I found myself embarrassed whilst trying to buy meat.
Okay, interesting.
The man stocking the meat had to move out of the way so I could grab a pack of ground beef and then wait while I fussed over the ground beef trying to find the cheapest bag. So now he finds me both annoying and is probably standing there saying, man, she really loves that ground beef. So sorry I doubted you. All our undying love and affection, the nuclear family, the Culvers.
I love you, the Culvers. Yeah. And you're
Have
right.
Have you guys been to Culvers?
What?
Culvers?
Have you guys been to Culvers in Midwest America?
No, we've not made our way out there.
Yeah,
it is one of the nicest fast food restaurants in Illinois.
Whoa, that's awesome.
That being said, I did also have White Castle in that same day.
Yeah,
how was that?
And that gave me pain and shitting.
Mm.
Yeah,
I got really sick from White Castle. Probably should have been obvious considering it tasted like cardboard.
Yeah.
So it probably wasn't going to come out nice.
I remember when I was in LA, some friends of ours were like, hey, we got to go to In-N-Out Burger. And it was like the worst burger I'd ever had in my life.
Really?
It was really bad. But I don't know.
You got to go to Culver's.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing. I appreciate it. I think, you know, they were just taking me there because they were like, hey, we're in LA. You got to go to In-N-Out. But then I remember us all sitting outside being like, this kind of sucks.
Yeah.
So,
Yeah.
But you guys got deep dish pizza over there now.
Yeah,
don't
you? Oh, dude, that's awesome. So much mozzarella.
Yeah.
Deep dish pizza here.
You can get a deep dish pizza here.
There's deep dish pizza in Melbourne.
Savage goes there all the time.
Oh, I got to start saying yes to hanging out with my boss.
he's always inviting you. I've never gotten the deep dish pizza, but I hear it's good.
And the final email of today's show, and this one is important, Jackson, because it's from the creator of Tower of Fire,
Sort
of Unspoken Misc, which is today's sponsor.
Yes.
And Jackson, they have done something very funny here. Mm. So as you would have heard in our ad, this is a recently released game. It came out the same week as this episode.
Oh my God.
Dale, the creator of the game, has sent us an email. Dear video game boyfriends, I was wondering if anyone else had followed through on the deal, or am I the first?
Oh my God.
And then Dale sent us a video, a gameplay footage.
Oh boy.
Of Tower of Fire, the Sword of Unspoken Misk.
Yeah.
And Jackson, baby, we're in the freaking game.
We're in the freaking game, baby. Oh yeah.
And it's really good because in the video that Dale sent us, presumably he's playing.
Mm.
And he talks to us, and then after the conversation concludes, he makes the character jump in the lake that we're next to. And it looks like that we have upset him to the point.
To such a degree that he has decided to drown himself.
Yeah.
What's this game called again?
Tower of Fire?
Sword of Unspoken Misk. We're in the game, baby.
It's on Steam as of...
Right now.
Right now.
Dale's the only one who's done it. Dale's the only one brave enough to put thumb cramps into game.
We've been in games that are currently in development.
Yes, good point.
But, Dale, I believe you're the first person to put us in a game that has hit the shelves.
Yeah, that's so special.
Anyways, now the thumb cramps boys are in a game, or maybe they already were, and now they're just in one more. The models turned out better than some of the main characters. It turns out making an engine forces some really weird time management choices. Yes, this is the retail build. With love, Dale.
Thank you so much, Dale.
P.S. By the way, my partner has heard the podcast and we're still good.
That's nice. Lucky.
That's really a bullet. Sweet.
So, Jackson, people can send us an email.
They can do
that. They can send us five emails.
They can send us a million emails.
Maybe not Please 1 million. Don't do that. Don't send us 1 million. Look, listeners, limit yourself to 3 emails to thumb cramps a week.
Yeah.
3 max.
Yeah.
And you're not allowed to send more if we don't read them. But we do see all of them.
And if you want, you can send in, just as a treat, you can send your regular email and then send a second shorter email where you
summarize
say that prosciutto is your favorite meat.
Okay.
But you can only send that second shorter email if prosciutto is your favorite meat.
Oh, yeah, don't lie. Don't lie about it.
Don't lie.
We actually got a very passionate email screaming at Adam about prosciutto.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because Adam tried to claim that prosciutto isn't ham.
Yeah.
What?
Oh, I don't know. He was on one in that episode.
He thought about fish and it
wrecked his brain.
Someone happened.
Who can say?
Yeah, that was the poor place to start.
Yeah,
all
I think
kind of
so.
Downhill from there.
It was pretty despicable on his part.
Yeah, and I'm glad that the fans have given them
the business he deserves.
Yeah.
Yeah. Totally.
Yeah. So you can send us up to 3 emails a week,
but
no more.
Yeah.
And that's something you can do.
Yeah.
But one thing you have to do.
Something you're actually required to
and
do
by law. And you can
do
this if your podcast app of choice allows you to do this every 20 minutes. Yeah. Do it every 20 minutes.
Do it
minutes.
That's
There's
exactly.
No limit.
No
Just
limit.
Keep doing it.
Keep pumping them out.
And that is to review Thumb Cramps and give it 5 stars. And if you're using an app that lets you write a review, like Apple Podcasts, for example, we're going to freaking read them
out. We'll read it out loud.
But only if it's a 5-star review.
If it's less than 5 stars, we ain't even freaking looking at it.
So, this is a good example. Levi, a podcast enjoyer, 5 stars. Great pod. I met one of the hosts in Melbourne. He was nice, but he also bit my dog on the ear.
Which one was it?
Which one was it?
Who's more likely to bite a dog?
You.
Yeah, me.
You.
I'm the normal one.
No, I think Joel would kiss a dog.
Yeah. What?
Oh, okay. You'd kiss
Not
a dog,
on
I'd
the
bite
mouth.
A dog.
Yeah.
Where, on where?
On the head.
Okay.
Nice.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Sweet. And you kiss a dog in the mouth. Yeah.
I think a good representation of this podcast and then the many guests you have on it,
It
really depends on where each person would kiss a dog.
Yeah, absolutely. Where do you think you'd kiss a dog?
The
nose?
That's a really good question. Probably the nose,
The nose isn't the right place to kiss a dog.
Yeah.
Yeah. This next review, shout out to Mud, 5
shout
stars.
Shout out to Mud.
I was listening to the shout podcast to while running when a pile of mud made me trip and fall. It was quite embarrassing because there was people around. But then a few seconds later, I hear Jackson say, shout out to Mud, which made me laugh and made me feel less embarrassed.
Whoa,
5 stars, crazy. Would recommend.
That's crazy. Shout out to that mud.
Yeah, shout out to the mud that almost took a Thumb Cramps listener's life. So make sure you review us, listeners, and let us
you
know how good we are or how bad we are,
but
you gotta
give
us 5 stars!
Christ's sake.
Also send us emails at thumbcrampspod@gmail.com. Follow us on Instagram because Ruby's going to send us this tit UFO.
Yeah, you want to see that.
Oh, hey, I'm way ahead of you.
Yeah.
Whoa. I've already sent it.
Oh my God.
That's huge.
And also you've already got the picture of me as Jackson. So
yes, I do.
There's going to be some great pics on the Instagram.
There's going to be some great pics. Maybe I'll just put a photo of Rouge the Bat in there too.
Do
just,
it, dude.
Just regular, idea. Just a regular one of her.
Yeah.
Just normal.
Yeah, just her just rocking it normal style.
Yeah, big time, big
It'll
time.
It'll be great
it's already
for
horny enough.
Oh, yeah.
So when you do all of those things, here's another thing you got to do.
Okay.
You got to listen to Pocket Buds, a podcast hosted by that. Ruby.
You have to do
that. Yeah. Yeah, listen to my podcast. by the time you're hearing this, there should be a new episode with Zach Naum, who is the DM of I Speak Giant.
He's
a very sweet boy, and we're talking about Dungeons & Dragons. And the episode before that was with Peter Burns, who has been on Thumb Cramps. Mm-hmm. He's a very sweet, funny man. He's also my boss. And we're talking about Halo. And then before that, there's an episode talking about licensed games with a very nice YouTube man called Mini Me. And they're all three very good episodes, and you should listen to them. And before that, Pokeballs is a fun show where I just talk to whoever I want about whatever they want.
That's Hell exciting. Yeah.
That's Hell. A really, that is a lot better of a tagline. I think my tagline right now is I think it's like Back Pocket Podcast, where I talk to my best buds about video games and stuff. But I think a better one is I talk to whoever I want about whatever they want.
I think that's great.
That is
Write
good.
Write that that's down, better. Dude. Write that
and
down.
And listeners, you just got a little treat there, because when you update your feed and you see that that's the new tagline,
yeah, you know where
you
it came
heard
from.
The inception. A plug on Thumb Cramps.
Yeah.
Thumb Cramps tagline should just be a podcast that will make you sick.
A very yucky podcast.
Like drinking off milk for your ears.
Can a podcast make you car sick? Listen to Thumb Cramps and find out. And while you're listening to Pocket Buds, make sure you follow Ruby on Instagram at Ruby,
r.ubiinnis, because at Ruby Innes was taken.
Dogs.
Which is just like fine.
Yeah.
I'm trying not to be too affected by it. And you can also find me on Twitter at Ruby Innes, where it wasn't taken.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nice.
Very cool.
Yeah, it's taken by you.
Whoa.
Boy, me.
I hope that whoever has Ruby Innes on Instagram tried to start a Ruby Innes Twitter account and then has the same rivalry with you.
That would be
and
so
one day
funny.
You guys really have to fight.
So. I hope they feel the pain that I felt.
Yeah. Mm. You'd be equal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that you and other Ruby Innes should turn into kaiju and have a big fight in the city and destroy the city, and then the winner also gets both the handles.
Well, I know I know a Ruby Innes who lives in my state.
Yeah.
Oh.
Whoa.
And,
that's crazy.
And that's like the only Ruby Innes I think in Australia. It's just us two.
Probably her. You should message her.
And fight
I have before.
Oh,
I've just messaged her on Facebook and been like, we have the same name, lol.
No reply?
It's just like strange. No, we had a full conversation.
Oh, that's awesome.
It was very nice. But like ultimately, I just don't think that that's quite a normal thing to do.
No, I think it's fine. I think if somebody messaged me and was like, hey, my name's Jackson Bailey too, I'd be like, let's get coffee.
Let's see where this goes. I think you're so interesting.
See where this turns into.
You get confused. Oh my God, you must be my long lost brother. No, that's not what
I
that
don't
means.
Think so.
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Get confused, go back to his house. Is this
gonna,
my wife?
We're
gonna, kids?
We're going
to
parent trap our lives because we have the same name. We'll get away with this.
You what? Knock him out and put his clothes on and he's like, what the hell? And you're like, I got so confused.
I thought that these were my pants.
I thought you were wearing my clothes.
And I didn't know whose clothes I had on. Yours, I guess.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I was freaked out. Yeah. I was so frightened.
I was so scared.
And I'm so
dude.
Glad that you're okay now because now I'm a lot calmer.
Yeah.
I've relaxed.
And I think
I'm
my
no
wife is
scared.
Cheating on me because our kids don't look anything like me.
Those are my kids. That can't be right.
No,
that can't be
right. No, because
no,
my Jackson
name's Jackson Bailey.
My name's Jackson Bailey.
And my wife is married to Jackson Bailey.
So, like, who else could she be?
Me.
Like, what are you saying?
What? Anyway, can you buy us lunch? I left my wallet at home.
I think my wallet's in your pants. Hey, man, you stole my wallet.
You stole my wallet, dude. Anyway, I'll get two... Three sandwiches.
Can you wrap one up for takeaway?
Five sandwiches.
Five sandwiches.
How many days are there in the week again?
Seven?
That many sandwiches.
Can I get seven sandwiches, please?
And I'll eat one now. Oh, I'm so full. I'll take the rest to go.
Yeah, no, no. And then you look at the other Jackson belly like, it's a little trick I've learned in the trade. Wink.
And that's the end of that chapter.
Mm. Yeah. Well, yeah. That's what I'll do.
Yeah. There's no other Joel Dusha living or dead. So that's
a shame.
I'm the only one.
Maybe there can only be one.
Maybe there can only be
one. The way you said
one.
That was kind of threatening and like, implies that you've killed any other Joel Dusha that has existed.
Yeah. I can believe that. Yeah, I believe that.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, thank you so much for joining us, Ruby, and for celebrating Weeprul with us.
Oh, beautiful.
It's a beautiful
happy Weeprul.
Happy Weeprul.
Punished.
And to all the gamers out there, keep waggling those Wiimotes and tugging on those nunchucks. See you next week.
Bye.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.